From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A historic moment unfolded on the floor of the Senate just moments ago.
On this vote, the ayes are 78, the nays are 22. The nomination of John G. Roberts, Jr. of Maryland to be Chief Justice of the United States is confirmed.
Judge John Roberts was confirmed to succeed the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist. Roberts was widely expected to be confirmed, but not without strong debate. About half the Senate Democrats voted in favor of Roberts. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada was not one of them.
John Roberts may well prove to be a fine Supreme Court justice. I hope that he does. And if so, I will happily admit that I was wrong in voting against his confirmation. But I have reluctantly concluded that this nominee has not satisfied the high burden that would justify my voting for his confirmation based on the current record.
Now the White House turns its attention to finding someone to succeed retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania says he's hoping for a choice similar to Roberts.
It is my hope that we will have a nominee who will come forward to replace Justice O'Connor, who will be in the mold of Judge Roberts.
At the age of 50, Judge Roberts will be the youngest Chief Justice in 200 years.